ABC Radio Perth and WA.
You're listening to Rusty and Nadia.
A marathon is a marathon is a marathon. It's 42.2 kilometres. The distance stays the same if you're a male or a female. Same for the half marathon. The men run 21 k's, so do women. So why is it that at some schools, cross-country races have a different distance for boys and girls? The girls get a shorter race because, well, because they're girls.
Leisha Monson recently discovered this was the case at her 12-year-old daughter's school, and she was running a kilometre less than the boys in her class. Now, this is an official guideline of the Associated and Catholic Colleges of WA, and while it's not compulsory, quite a few schools still follow it. We did speak to Leisha a little earlier this morning.
When I inquired and asked about it, they said it was set around 30 years ago, which, of course, we can imagine we're not surprised that things set that long ago generally, sort of have some element of sexism in them. That's sort of the way things were. They think that girls generally don't like running, therefore they need more encouragement, therefore the distance was kept shorter to try and increase their participation. Some girls like running, some boys like running, some girls don't, and some boys don't. It's really nothing to do with gender. There are a lot of boys that are running 4 kilometres that prefer to run 3 or would prefer to run none, and there are a lot of girls running 3 that would prefer to run 4. It's just a really old way of thinking that I think people just get ingrained in that idea. It's sort of self-fulfilling in a way. You know, when we expect less of the girls, they tend to sort of expect less of themselves. So the whole idea of it becomes problematic.
The Associated and Catholic Colleges of WA will vote next month on whether to continue with this rule, and tell us if you think they should. Kyle March is the Director of Sport at the ACC. Thank you for joining us. Kyle, how long has this policy been in place?
Yeah, hi Nadia and Russ. Great to be on. Look, it's not so much a policy, I mean, it's just the event distance that we run for our inter-school cross-country event. It's probably been set at that distance for probably 30 years and has been reviewed, you know, over that period of time, and was probably last reviewed about 5 years ago.
And how many schools follow it, Carl?
Well, in terms of following it, it's not so much following it. It's if the schools who attend our event. So we have 87 schools in the ACC, and when we run our inter-school event, we probably have about 70 of those schools would be at that event. And so and on that day, that's the distance that they have to run.
Okay. So
what the school happens at their own school is up to them. I mean, it's not a guideline. It's just that's the event distance.
Okay. So say for a 12, 13, 14-year-old girl and boy, the girl runs what, generally a kilometre less?
Yeah, the girls run 3 kilometres, and the boys run 4 kilometres. That's why it's been, and it's great that people like Leisha have brought this up again for review, which is fantastic. I mean, and that's what our process is, that schools bring things up for review, it'll get considered by a meeting, and that they'll get voted on. So, but really, from our school's perspective, and the heads of sport who would have voted on that last time. It's all about for them participation and getting as many kids involved in the event as they can. It's not; they certainly wouldn't have been looking at it from any sort of a sexist issue or anything like that.
But why? Why do girls get 3 k's and boys 4?
Well, what you need to understand is that within our association, there's a massive range of schools. I mean, we have some schools with up to 2,000 kids, and we might have schools with less than 50 kids in the schools. And so when they attend event, they have to find a team of runners for each age group that can run in the event. And so some of our smaller schools, they struggle to get kids who are committed to run in the event. And so the thinking of some of the heads of sport was that, well, if the distance isn't as great, there's more possibility that they'll be able to get more kids interested in getting them involved in the event and coming along. And so from their perspective, the most important thing is participation and getting as many kids as we can out there. Now, this event is it's a fantastic event. It's probably the biggest school sporting event in the state. We have about 3,500 runners on that day. And the kids absolutely love it. So it's a fantastic event, but it just so happens that those distances are like that. And it's not a state or national qualifier or anything like that. So the kids running in it, they're just representing their school. They're not running to compete and qualify for a state team or anything like that.
What you're saying, though, is basically that you're making it easier for girls, and that just doesn't seem fair.
Well, it's not a case of not being fair. It's just that the heads of sport at that time, that's the way they voted on it. As you would know yourselves, I mean, there are lots of inequities in women's sport that still exist and lots of quirks. I mean,
tennis
national,
and golf, for instance, tennis three sets,
yeah,
golf.
Yeah, that's right. But even in cross-country running at a state and international level, once the girls get to year 11, which is about 16 years of age, they run 4 kilometres, but then the boys have to jump up to 6 kilometres. Now, why is that? I mean, that's an international rule. Now, from my perspective as a physical education expert, there's no physiological reason that should happen. I mean, but that's what the IFFF has in place. Now, I can't answer for them, but that's what their ruling is.
You could be at the vanguard of change, Kyle.
Well, look, we will. And look, this is a fantastic event. And I'm sure that when it gets reviewed this time, that I'm sure, because even in the last 5 years, women's sport has come a long way. With the women's AFL, just one example of that. That's just really booming, and so many girls taking up that challenge. So I think what that decision will probably change, I would think. But again, that's up to all of our schools when they vote on that issue, and we certainly look forward to that.
Breakfast
with Russ and Nadia
on ABC Radio Perth and WA.